듣기 22회 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm home. Is Lucy back from school yet?
No, she isn't. Oh, you're all wet. Is it raining outside?
Yes, it just started raining. Did Lucy take an umbrella with her?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Where were you this afternoon, Minsu? You missed the class leaders meeting.
What? I didn't know the meeting was today.
We all got a text message from the teacher last week.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Last class, we studied the functions of insects' wings. Today, we're going to move on to look at some functions of animals' tails. One of these is communication. As you know, dogs can wag their tails to show that they're happy. Tails can also serve as a means of protection. For example, horses use theirs to keep harmful insects away. And crocodiles defend themselves from attackers using their tails as weapons. There are other functions of tails as well. Squirrels use their tails to keep balance, and monkeys can hold on to trees with theirs. These are just a few examples. Now, let's study them in more detail by watching a video clip.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah, how are you finding Mr. Williams' literature class?
Well, at first it was difficult for me to get used to all of the reading.
Yeah, there's a lot of reading.
But as the semester has gone on, I've been enjoying all of the short stories and novels.
Really? What made you start to enjoy them?
The more I read, the more imaginative I found myself to be.
What do you mean?
For example, when I read a book, I imagine what the characters look like and what will happen next.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And with every story I read, I keep coming up with creative new thoughts and ideas. It really helps to develop my imagination.
Do you think reading literary works will help improve my imagination?
I definitely think so.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mike Watson speaking.
Hello, Mike. This is Julia at Smart World Books.
Oh, Julia. What's up?
Do you remember the publishing plan I told you about?
Sure. It was for another travel book, right?
Yes, and since your last book was so successful, We'd like you to write this one for us, too. Are you interested?
Sure. I'd love to do it.
Glad to hear it. Could you meet our editors before you start writing? Maybe 3 p.m. at our office next Friday?
Yeah, okay. Should I prepare anything for the meeting?
Can you bring a list of possible themes for the book?
Okay. What else?
Nothing now, but if there's anything, one of our editors will contact you.
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
What's
that photo, Jake?
It's a photo of my family from our camping trip.
Great picture. Can you tell me more about the people?
Of course. Do you see the man on the bottom left side of the picture?
The one at the barbecue grill?
Yeah, he's my uncle. He likes to cook for us when we go camping.
How nice. Then who's the man near the tent?
You mean the man holding the tent pole? That's my dad.
I see. How about the woman sitting under the tree?
She's my mom.
She looks nice wearing that hat.
Thanks. And the girl holding a balloon right next to the pond is my cousin.
How cute. Then who's the boy in the middle of the picture?
The boy sitting on the bench? He's my brother. He loves listening to music with his headphones on.
Wow! It looks like everyone had a good time there.
Mark,
how are the preparations going for your parents' 50th wedding anniversary party?
Pretty good, Aunt Susan. But I've been so busy that I haven't finished yet.
Have you sent out invitations?
Yes, I have. And I made a banner, too.
Good.
But I haven't ordered the cake yet.
Do you want to go to the bakery with me this evening?
That would be good, but I have a meeting with a client. Anyway, my wife and I are going to the bakery tomorrow.
How about hiring a band? You said you were thinking about it.
Yeah, I'd like to, but it's not easy to find a good one.
Maybe I can help. I know a good local band. They'd be perfect.
Great. Can you call them and see if they're available?
No problem.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 변경된 날에 역사 유적지 탐방을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Annie, did you hear the news about the historic site tour to Gyeongju?
No. What happened?
The tour has been rescheduled from this Saturday to next Saturday because of the weather.
What do you mean?
The weather forecast said we're going to have heavy rain this Saturday.
Oh, no. Then I won't be able to join the tour this time.
Why is that? You've always wanted to go to Gyeongju.
Yes, but rehearsals for the school musical start from next Saturday.
Oh, I forgot about that. We'll miss you.
I know, but I play an important role in the musical. I'm sorry I can't go with you.
I totally understand. You need to be at the rehearsal.
Thank you. We'll go on the next tour together.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. Welcome to Arizona Amusement Park.
Hello. Can you tell me the price of a regular pass?
Sure. It's $30 for an adult and $20 for a child.
Okay. What does that include?
It includes unlimited rides in the theme park.
All right. And I see there's a super pass. What is that?
With the super pass, you get unlimited rides, and you can also use our water slides and swimming pools. It's $10 more per person.
Sounds fun. My children love swimming. I'll take 3 super passes, 1 adult and 2 children.
So that's 3 super passes for 1 adult and 2 children.
Yeah, and wait a second. I have a family discount coupon.
Let's see. Okay, you get a 10% discount off the total price.
Good deal. Here's my credit card.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 블러드 도너 데이에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, Jenny?
It's a campaign advertisement in the newspaper for Blood Donor Day. It's on June 20th.
Sounds interesting. Oh, isn't that this Saturday?
Yeah. The slogan of the campaign is Give Blood, Save Lives.
That's a nice slogan. The advertisement says the event will be held in the Lincoln Center. Do you know where that is?
It's not that far. You know the fire station on Victoria Street? The Lincoln Center is next to it.
Oh, right. Why don't we participate?
Good idea. And it'll be a good chance to help others.
I agree. And the advertisement says blood donors get a T-shirt as a gift.
Sounds great. Let's join and donate.
11번 아트 뮤지엄 페어에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, museum visitors. We have an important announcement regarding an upcoming special event. Join us for an unforgettable afternoon at our art museum fair. This event, which began in 1995, has a long history. Its purpose has been to sponsor local artists in our area. The artists we sponsor play an important role in encouraging creativity and culture in our community. The Art Museum Fair is held every summer, and this year it will be on Sunday, July 19th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Central Garden. The entrance fee for the fair is $20. The event includes a fashion show, an exhibition of artwork, and a folk dance performance. We hope to see you all there. Thank you.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 냉장고를 고르시오.
Look at this flyer, honey. There's a big sale on refrigerators this week.
Really? That's great, because we need to get a new one.
Yeah, the flyer shows various models. How much do you think we should spend?
Well, I don't want to spend more than $1,000.
You're right. Then how about these models?
I'd like one with at least 500 liters of storage.
I agree. More than 500 liters would be good. That way, all of our food would fit easily. Should we get one with 2 doors or 4 doors?
I don't like two-door models. I think it's easier to organize stuff in a four-door refrigerator.
Then there are two models we can choose from.
Oh, I think a warranty is pretty important, especially for electronic products.
Okay, then let's get the one with a longer warranty.
Great!
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Brian, how did your garage sale go last weekend?
It was very successful.
Great. Did you sell all of your items?
Yes, almost. And I feel good because I got rid of some unwanted stuff and made some money.
It sounds like you killed two birds with one stone. I feel like I want to have a garage sale, too.
Good idea. But you should know there's a lot you need to prepare.
Really? Like what?
Well, you have to sort out the things to sell and then put an advertisement in the local newspaper.
What else?
You also need to clear your yard, set up some tables for displaying items, and put price tags on them.
Whew! I didn't know it took so much time and effort.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, look at how many people are here. There must be thousands.
I know. It looks like they filled every seat in here.
We were so lucky to get tickets to this concert.
Yeah, it wasn't a waste of time to wait in front of the computer until they went on sale. But I still can't believe I got the tickets.
I never expected that so many fans would pay so much to be here.
Of course they would. Justin Kelly is one of the most popular singers with teenagers, and this is his farewell concert.
You're right. We couldn't miss his last concert. It's like a dream to see my favorite star in person.
Me too. I hope we can get his autograph and take a photo with him.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 마틸다가 터니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Matilda is the coach of the Ashton High School swim team. Tony is a member of the team. He comes to her office saying that he is feeling dizzy and a little bit sick. After taking his temperature, Matilda finds he has a fever. She tells him he should go home and rest instead of going to practice. However, Tony is the captain of the swim team. He does not want to let his teammates down, especially since they have an important swim competition the following Thursday. But Matilda wants to tell him that nothing is as important as his health. In this situation, what would Matilda most likely say to Tony?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Professor Michelle Brown of Grand Pacific University. I'm happy to welcome you to Grand Pacific Open Campus Day, Our special program designed to give high school students a taste of their future majors. To begin, you will watch an informative video about our university. Following that, you will each move to one of the four lecture rooms to preview the major that interests you. In Room A, the Department of Economics has arranged for a special lecture by Economist of the Year, Dr. James Lee. The Department of Biology has prepared a fascinating experiment for you to conduct in Room B. Students from the Department of Sociology will have a question and answer session with you in Room C. And finally, in Room D, I will demonstrate how to build a simple structure on behalf of the Department of Architecture. This experience will help you choose not only your major, but also your career in the future. Don't hesitate to ask questions, and have a great time.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Professor Michelle Brown of Grand Pacific University. I'm happy to welcome you to Grand Pacific Open Campus Day, our special program designed to give high school students a taste of their future majors. To begin, you will watch an informative video about our university. Following that, you will each move to one of the four lecture rooms to preview the major that interests you. In Room A, the Department of Economics has arranged for a special lecture by Economist of the Year, Dr. James Lee. The Department of Biology has prepared a fascinating experiment for you to conduct in Room B. Students from the Department of Sociology will have a question and answer session with you in Room C. And finally, in Room D, I will demonstrate how to build a simple structure on behalf of the Department of Architecture. This experience will help you choose not only your major, but also your career in the future. Don't hesitate to ask questions, and have a great time.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 학과가 아닌 것은